What's up, y'all? It's Theon Pine. I'm here with Prosciutto Poppy and Tommy G, and I'm here with the It's Content Podcast.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
Guys, do one cheers. I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
No, it's been a minute, buddy.
I was ripped up that night, the Sugar Shane
fight. We recording
fight.
Right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're recording, man.
Oh, we're rolling.
We're rolling. We're here, man. We're here with Uncle D.
Hugh Back Bay.
Uncle D.
Boston Rob's nowhere to be found. Thought he was going to be here.
Some people know him as DGQ.
DGQ.
Where are we right now?
We are at Hugh.
We're at Hugh.
You're dealing with Hugh Jackman.
Not going to lie, these cats are scaring the shit out of me on the walls. Yeah. I think if you took acid right now and looked at these cats, you'd probably freak the fuck out.
I didn't even know they were
cats.
That's
kind of the vibe we were going for.
I like it, though. It's a cool vibe in here.
It's only celebrities in this room, so it's fitting that you guys are
very, very, very honored to be here.
I'm not going to name drop until I have a couple more drinks, but yeah, we'll go through that later.
I feel like, I don't know, Chad, I don't know if you feel this way, but I haven't seen anywhere else like this in the city.
Who's that?
Right. Now, I got to get out of the habit of calling you by your actual name.
Run that back.
Are you serious? You don't want that?
No, Prosciutto. That's gonna stay.
Prosciutto.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've seen anything like this in the city?
Nah.
Not this vibe,
Definitely not downstairs.
Room. Nah, definitely not this room.
Yeah, not this side. That's like a restaurant. Of course, but like upstairs. Over here, it's like pretty dope. Like we said, the Sundays though with the football, that's gonna be sick.
It's
dude.
Gonna be
there's,
nuts.
There's so no way doing this. That.
When your followers, people that appreciate you and respect you, see this. Maybe we'll figure out a way we can get him in this round.
We'll figure something out.
Wait, so what if we, like you said, there's going to be bottle service. What if me and Tom, like, throw a wig on and throw hidden cameras and pretend to be a bottle girl? That'd be good.
Pretend to be a bottle girl?
That'd be hilarious.
What would you have to pretend? Just throw the wig on. That's it. Everybody would go for that.
There's no bottle girls that will look like me.
No, so we do bottle service throughout, but here's going to be a little bit more elevated.
Yeah. How funny, bro.
I'm not going to say it all, but we're going to do like a... quite an offering as opposed to just bottles. Like, it's going to be nice.
Tell me if we hosted a football Sunday and people wouldn't come.
Like, I don't think it could fit your capacity.
It'd be packed. It'd be packed.
Not
it'd
for
be
the
crazy.
People that showed up for you.
Yeah.
My friends, sure. I could fit them all in this room. Yeah. You guys would have a line up front.
Yeah,
but we'll
dope,
try it,
though.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Well, we're here, man. We're here with Dion Point and Hugh Boston. We're with the Clown.
The Clown or Copley Square Hotel.
Former Copley Square Hotel.
Yeah.
I'm not really in this part of Boston much. Are you? You're not really here too much.
What part of Boston are y'all in?
East Boston.
Easty. Born and raised. Easty.
Where's the deli?
That's Revere.
Yeah,
I love that place.
Have you done it before?
Yeah. I did. I got you a sandwich.
Yeah, did you?
I got the steak and cheese with the pastrami.
Steak and cheese with pastrami?
And they had like a fucking 800-pound cheese fucking log hanging from the
sandwich. Yeah, the punching bag.
Dude, so the Prosciutto Poppy sandwich weighs at like 2.3 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Does it really?
Crazy. 2.3 pounds.
I'll take a crack at it. Now that summer's over, I can take a crack at that.
Just like 2,500 calories in one sandwich.
I gotta do one of those.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
that would be...
My wife told me about the Gucci guy. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Gucci Pineapple. Shut up, Gucci Pineapple, man.
Gucci Pineapple, man.
Yeah, but we'll
get him, man. I'll
get a link with that guy sometime. Yeah, we'll get him, man. He's going to New York, actually, right now.
That's his real voice, though. You swear to God.
Real voice, bro.
Swear to God.
We were waiting. We were like, yo, I can't wait to see what his real voice is. He's like, hey, guys. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
he's got
everything.
Yo,
he's that dude,
he's
bro.
Got
he got the
look.
Swag.
He's got
he's
the
such
look.
A good dude, bro.
Yeah, he's a nice
those
kid.
Those skits, it just seems real. I don't think you guys even...
Nah, I mean, that's what we're going for. It's scripted, but it's real. It's improv.
So we type up a script just to like have an idea so we're not like... So we get there and then like we'll explain it, but it never goes word for word. You know what I mean?
Not with him it couldn't.
Nah.
Anyone.
In general, though, bro.
He's not a broken character.
He's just himself, to be honest. He's obviously acting a little bit, but...
And he works at Trader Joe's?
Nah,
he made the song.
He's an artist. He's like jazz. Jazz music.
Anyways, we're big fans.
Yeah, he's from Eugene, Oregon, too.
He got a good following.
Really? Explains a lot.
From Oregon.
Nike
he got a good following, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a following. A couple million on TikTok.
Bigger than me? I'm huge on TikTok.
You're big, buddy. Let's talk about you with Dion. I feel like when I talk to people, I never know what position to like how to describe you. So why don't you just tell us like what's your position at Concepts? Like how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, so certainly not the owner.
Some people think you are, though.
Yeah, please don't. Basically, anything that's collaborative, brand facing. So not private label, like you guys support. Thank you for that. All the sneakers, collaborations. So Canada Goose, Nike, New Balance, those type of things.
Not
but,
a big deal.
Not involved in like day to day. Not.
So
the
Bape stuff coming up, you're doing that?
Yeah, that's a funny story. I mean, I can say a little bit to that. So the Bape stuff's awesome. I love it. It came out well. I'm super excited. That's dropping Saturday.
Damn.
But, you know, behind the scenes, what happens sometimes, design, it takes a little bit longer than you think. And we sent over the CADs for approval and they just hit go. So I was like, yo, I'm about to send you the colors. Like, oh, no, we already made it. I'm like, okay. Oh, so that, okay, cool.
So when you thank mean God it came so Saturday, like tomorrow, Saturday?
Tomorrow, Saturday. Huh. Boiler room tonight, tomorrow.
Presume it's going to be waiting overnight to get in there.
How does it like to keep it waiting? I just want a sweatshirt. I just want to buy a sweatshirt.
We'll
that's
see
it.
How the, we'll see how today goes. If I look good
in the video, we'll get a few more drinks than Dion.
Maybe. Dion said I couldn't afford the Varsity jacket.
Probably. Well, honestly, we probably both can't.
I mean, like, you have the credit cards.
You know, I bust buzz. You're the only two guys that get my sarcasm. It's got me in a lot of trouble. My sarcasm tier is, I'd say, probably at a 15.
We're heading up that road. Oh, boy, we
it's offending to some people. I didn't notice at one point. I just assume everybody talks like that because of where we're from.
Yeah.
That's not the case. And you guys are, like, rapidly approaching, like, stardom and whatnot. You'll see, like, our level of sarcasm in Boston is not appreciated by all.
People get too offended too easily, though, no?
Because I just thought that's the way everybody talks.
But when they do, though, it's like, oh, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
But we don't know to say I'm just kidding sometimes. You walk away from a convo, 2 months later, someone's like, you, and I'm like, what the fuck? Someone said to me that day, like, my husband doesn't think you, he's a Navy SEAL.
He doesn't think you like him.
He's a Navy SEAL. He has a fucking,
it's just like, why, if you're a Navy SEAL,
I like him.
Like, why are your feelings hurt?
I'm an Army Ranger. Plus, you think I want to get my throat ripped out at a
party? That's a human weapon.
Cocktail party, next thing you know, I'm getting roped up. No, I'm good.
People just, I think people take themselves too serious, though. That's what it is. I mean, that's something I've learned to do the last, like, especially the last year. It's like, you gotta laugh at yourself, bro. You gotta be able to just joke fuck around with yourself,
I do that too much, too, though. They said, Bruce Lee said, if you fuck, what do you say? Don't talk bad about yourself too much. Your body doesn't know the difference. Allegedly, that's a
good
point.
True, said. Though. That's a good point. What did I say to you on the way here?
Yeah.
I'm like, we've been going to the gym. I'm like, you just really got to tell your, like, tell yourself, I'm losing weight right now.
Well, I mean, like, all right, I'll rephrase what I said. I mean, like, to the point of, like, within comedy, though, too. But even, like, look at someone like Chris Farley. Like, how did he pass away? Did he die from, like, a heart attack? Yeah. Or, like, from losing too much weight? His whole bit was just him being
maybe
fat.
Maybe cocaine, too.
I was just going to say, Chris, he was heavy on. Maybe.
But, like, someone like that, though, it's like,
maybe. Who knows?
His whole comedy was, like, just making fun of himself. It's like, you can only do it to a certain extent, though. Because it's like, then you really hate yourself.
I mean, look at, like, Jonah Hill, too. He's like
depressed, though.
He came out, like, dude, don't call me, like, the fat guy.
Bro, Josh and Drake and Josh too, like same thing.
I saw him walking by him at a hotel. I love Jonah Hill. This is like 8 years ago.
You know Jonah Hill?
Just me and him walking by each other. And I want to say people don't forget from Superbad, So Bad, and I didn't. I get back to all my friends are like, why didn't you do it? I'm like, I just didn't have it in me. And it was one of the things I've regretted my whole life.
Was this recently?
No, 8 years ago.
Damn.
Before all the chaos, I guess. Damn. I still love him. He's a homie.
He's like skinny now, though.
I like that movie they just did with
Lamar
in London.
He had followed me. I was ecstatic, and we never exchanged anything. But I see you have The Rock following you guys.
Yeah, how's that, buddy? Shit. It's nice, huh?
How crazy.
Forget about it.
Little
huh?
flex, little slight flex.
Yeah.
I haven't really been telling people because I'm like, I tell like my close friends because I'm like, but
I think that's
cool.
Massive.
Do you know what's funny, though?
Human like, being.
But no one, he sent me
you
a
know, his cousin is here.
That's what he said.
Bro, his cousin's like a stunt double. He's in Boston for a long time. He looks the exact same. He used
he
to
said,
go to legal
didn't he mention Brockton?
We knew it. We knew it was valid.
No, from not Brockton. Nobody mentions
he
Brockton.
He sent a video. He sent a
he
voice
sent me
note.
A voice memo.
And he said, like, Peabody, right? That's how we knew he
it's
was, like, affiliated.
He said Peabody, Lynn. He said all
his
this shit.
His cousin's pretty jacked. I mean, I could take him in a fight, but a normal human being would have a tough time.
Yeah,
same size and everything. I couldn't take him. I'm kidding. Please.
Please.
Nah, that was
pretty. Because I think he got into a fight with one of my friends. I'm totally kidding. I could not take him. He's a jacked human being. He's a stunt double because he's fucking the same size.
Yeah. Wait, so he's The Rock stump double, you're saying?
Stump double, but he's also his cousin.
Cousin.
Oh, shit, that's pretty cool.
Bro, he's massive. He used to go to Legal Seafoods, I promise.
That's Legal Seafoods, huh?
Yeah,
well, the rooftop. Well, I'm not even allowed up there. But
why is that? Why? You have a story for us?
Fire why?
Some kid was tweaking on pills. I took a video, thought it was funny. Then he turned blue. They carried him out. And everybody said he had a food allergy. Then the whole restaurant looked at me. I'm like, the dude's clearly like geeking.
Yeah.
I'll take I'm not going to post it, but of course I'm going to keep it. But some of my buddies, we get kicked out. Next thing you know, we're not allowed back.
How sick though if it
would
like.
But 100% the manager came and was like, you're right. He took some. I'm like, no fucking shit. He turned blue. What do you think? He ate a fucking calamari? Right.
It flashes to Dion. Yeah. He's just like in his face. Yeah. The kid's dead.
Everybody came over like, you're an asshole. It was like one of the moments where I was like, just everything just turned wrong. I'm like, oh fuck. So
that's
I don't eat seafood anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck seafood.
What are you? What's your nationality? Are you
a little mixed. So we were talking early on the phone.
Are you
don't
mixed?
Don't know
you
my
mixed?
Dad. Yeah. Damn. I'm sure he was short and cool. my mother, a little mixed. I think what I've gotten from her, I'm not sure. I'm not sure actually. I'm not.
Mutt. Feel that.
All right. Well, since we're talking about your beginnings, let's talk about your beginnings. Right. Let's talk about your life. I want to hear about 20, your life story.
24-year-old.
Right, not even 24. Not even. Let's pause on that, though.
Okay.
Let's start earlier. Let's go even just growing up. Where'd you grow up? How'd you grow up? What was that experience
like? So, Brockton until I was eight.
Brockton until you were 8 years old.
Around. My mom had some issues. We don't need to go into that. Mm-hmm. No father, of course, like single mom. Jumped around. Professional new kid. Did about 14 schools.
Professional new kid. I like that. That's a good term.
Did about
14
schools. So I went to Marshfield, Holbrook, East Bridgewater, West Bridgewater.
Oh, you were all over the suburbs?
Everywhere.
Damn.
And then, landed back in Brockton, went to Southeastern, which is a vocational school, because Brockton High was pretty thorough back then. Mm-hmm. They have a police station in there. They have a day. It's like Brockton, but they've also had like Harvard, accepted kids. Like it's one of the best high schools in the world, but you can imagine there's some turmoil there. So that wasn't the route I was gonna take. So I went there, took welding, didn't go well. Met all the suburban kids that sold like ecstasy, mushrooms, all the shit that the city dudes didn't know. Mm-hmm. The perfect mix of like, do you wanna go to jail fast? All the hood dudes with guns to know to fight so weed. And then all the suburban kids that were like, bro, have you ever tried LSD? Mm-hmm. So it was a melting pot of cultures and like, that's kind of where everything went left. And
so you said you went to Brockton High, or where did you end up for high school?
Southeastern. In Easton. About 20 minutes maybe south of Brockton.
I think the suburban kids are the ones that are always mixing like the hot drugs.
Yeah,
they're
wild.
That's what I feel. It is wild.
I was in detention all the time, so I you have to take a bus. You got to go through all their boroughs, so you could essentially get off at any of those towns. Like, I want to get a sheet of acid. Cool, I'll go to the kid in Norwood's house. I want to try mushrooms. I'll go to the kid in Mansfield's house. Oh, I want to buy a gun. Come to me at Brockton. Like, so it was like, it was really like a, I don't know how you frame it. It was like a college of how to do crime. So everybody just worked together.
Different.
There wasn't as many fights as like an inner city school, but everybody kind of, it's like when George Jung went to jail in Blow. Yeah, and he's like, oh, what do you know about cocaine?
Right, same shit, just different.
You know what, Tom, though? Like with his generation, our generation, definitely different with like the drugs.
Yeah.
Definitely like,
yeah.
With us, it was more like just weed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, high school, it was like everyone.
Too, honestly, but those kids change your perspective. And then I ran with a tough crew in Brockton. Like, so Brockton's segregated, super white, super Cape Verdean.
I was about to say Cape Verdean.
Like, black dudes that are like hood as fuck, but every side of town your crew was who you grew up with. So Ched grew up with some like really hood dude. Like, dude, Ched,
he's from Brockton too.
Yeah, sure. Ched,
shout out to Cheddar, man.
Shout out to Ched. I'm gonna tell you the best story ever. I've known Ched since after I graduated. He one time we, so all the athletes in Brockton High, you know, that like really good football players.
Yeah. Brockton has Jermaine Wiggins the coach now, buddy.
Whoa, this is a long way time before, ago. Yeah. I want to talk. Brockton just got trapped up in some crazy shit last night. But anyway, so them dudes, when they didn't make NFL, they started robbing drug deals because they're athletes, they're built, they could fight. And then like, yo, just, why not just rob the dudes? So that was happening. One of the scariest dudes, I won't say his name, who I love and admire, like, but also was very much in fear of. One time we're having a drink and he's looking over me, he's like, remember we fought, Ched? And I'm like, what? And he goes, we fought in the end zone. I'm like, Ched, you never told me you fought this dude. And then he's like, yo, it was an even fight. The dude that he fought was like, yo, neither one of us won. We fought in the end zone of a football game. I'm like, Ched, you gotta let me know more about your life, dude. I've been friends with you 20 years, you're telling me, like, and he's like, yeah, it was a good fight. And Matt Casual, I'm like, so Brockton, if you were in the east side, west side, like, and then the Cape Verdean dudes are just, all my kids are Cape Verdean, I could say, like, they're nutcases. Like, scary place.
Yeah, no, Brockton, I mean, we were always only in the city. We went to East Boston High. We grew up together in East Boston. So, like, we had to go to
Santapio's, right?
Yeah, Santapio's, Rio's, all the good food.
Airport,
there.
Too, when you go
there's
to the airport.
There's everything over there.
Yeah, we own the airport. I always say every celebrity's been through East Boston because you go to the airport. So, we own the airport. 100%.
But let me think about Santapio's real quick before you go.
It's good. It's good. Yeah,
I like Santapio's. Gas. I love it.
It's better than Regina's, that's for sure.
Oh,
fuck Regina's. You're going to try Kelly's Pub, man. Kelly's Pub.
Kelly's Pub's good pizza. Yeah, there's a lot of sleepers there.
Have you had South Shore pizza?
I've never had social pizza.
What? I'm not. We honestly, I honestly
I'll take you on a tour. Don't worry about it.
I grew up going to the North Shore, more than the South Shore.
Yeah, I'll take you around. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Forget about
That's what I was about to say. Growing up in East Boston, it was always like going to like Square One Mall or Revere or
Cambridge Gallery. I was in Chelsea. Like when I was in between, I broke up my girl. I was looking for a place to stay. Found this place in Chelsea. I'm like, what is Chelsea, San Tapio's? Huh? I didn't know. Yeah.
How that's was that?
We'll get into that later.
Living that's in Chelsea,
Newbridge
huh?
Cafe. You know Newbridge?
Never went.
Wow.
I know.
Damn, we got to do a review with Dion.
That would be good. I heard great things, though. Yeah. I went to
Floramos.
That's great. That shit's closed now.
I shut it down, man.
Floramos.
Well, tell me that you didn't go to college, did you?
Fuck no.
Let's go.
My age group, like, that just wasn't suggested.
Wasn't a trendy thing?
Not my mom and what we were
More like out. Just like fentanyl, so, right?
Yeah. Yo, before that.
Clonopins.
I was after polio. That was type of diseases. But then I was before, like, fentanyl, Percocet. Yeah, there was probably coke, heroin, crack hit, like, around. That was, like, a epidemic, but... You know, you got to keep in mind, coke, when I was growing up, when our parents were addicted, like, that was still a luxury drug. Now it's like low-level drug. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier to attain. That's why there's more addicts and there's more people. Right. I just found out what methadone was a couple years ago. I was like, what is this shit? Dude, it's... And I've traveled everywhere. There's places have spots similar. Nothing like that. Not where they provide and they can reside. Like, Vancouver, I went, they have this thing called Blood Alley. But they're zombies. They don't really exist. It's not like methadone Maldo where they have like wheelchairs, crutches.
Dude, they're like
dude, they have like robots. They have shit that's
like, they're like flexing it.
They can shit
they got fucking hoverboards and shit.
Dude's got PlayStations on a fucking like a, you know, on a grill. You know
they,
what I mean? Like,
they're definitely progressive there. They know what the fuck they're doing. To be honest, I had family there. My uncles were there too. Like I grew up in East Boston. I have both my parents in my life, so I'm very grateful for that. But I went to Latin Academy, which was in Roxbury. So we would have to drive through methadone Maya. So I'd always like see those people. But like I went to college, I went to UMass Boston for a few years, and like I met some kids that like never seen a black kid before in their life.
What?
Like kids that never drank until college. Oh. And it's just like so crazy because like we might have grew up like a little tougher or whatever you want to call it, but it honestly helps you in the long run, bro, because you're so much smarter in that kind of like street side. You know what I mean?
So much.
Not that we were like in the hood or anything like that, but like you've seen some shit, you know? Just a lot of people see more shit.
Because Brockton was like, so when I was in junior high, they had a thing called Crocker Day. So the white girls would get their hair cut off. Like if you had a ponytail, it would get clipped. And white dudes would get, you know, jumped going home from school. It was once a year. Obviously, like if you went to school, like you sign up to maybe be subjected to it. Thank God I didn't go through that. But I mean, Brockton was not like that. There was probably less white people than.
I'm glad we're talking about this because this is going to hit. Majority of like New England, you know what I mean? Like there's people that really face this shit. Like
no, but
real.
Then like it's also like one of the most like racially motivated cities, and it carries this like just, you know, and it's true. There's no false myths about how like athletes are treated from Bill Russell all the way to like, you know, Jim Rice and maybe even further beyond that. But it is wild. There's pockets like Brock. I guess what I was trying to say earlier when we had city like sides of Brockton, like whoever you grew up with on the east side was your side. Mm-hmm. There were streets and it was segregated. Like there's Cape Verdeans that are related that would literally shoot each other. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen it happen with my own eyes. It's wild because there's like gang affiliation. But
fuck, Dorchester's
when I moved
the same
to Boston, I was like more in the vein of like, you know, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but like Jersey Shore, like douchebag white dudes that had tattoos, steroids, like just those type of
just
guys, angst and fucking.
Me and Perjou, basically. Pretty much, yeah. He's like, yep,
so,
exactly.
And then the one thing I heard is like, they'll steal your wallet and help you look for it. That's the one thing that stuck with me. They'll steal your wallet and help you look for it. I'm like, which is basically Encore Casino.
You're right.
That's
literally,
Encore
pretty
Casino
much.
Right now.
Bro, I fucking...
So I was like, I never fuck with them dudes. I never do this. And then I moved here with like the mindset of like doing my own thing. Like I was going to clubs. I went 10 years like out every night, made friends with everybody, you know.
When you were in high school though, like what kind of kid were you? Did you kind of get into trouble? Did you stay out of trouble? Like
nobody's ever asked me that.
How would you define yourself?
Didn't drink till I was 15. Then I met all them kids.
15.
I was into BC Boys. I was into Rage Against the Machine. I was into
were you taking like drugs in high school or were you just like
not pills. Chilling? I never did pills even to this day. Mushrooms, acid. Acid was cool. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It was a wild time. Never really took anything more than that.
Mushrooms, taking out those hippie drugs.
Weed, I loved weed.
Wait, so what year did you graduate?
Don't even do that.
I just want to know the timeline. I'm thinking like
if you bleep it out, I'll say.
Are we talking like 2007?
Can we bleep this out right here, Justin? Do you want to get the? Yeah, he's gonna put the. Yeah, go ahead. Just so we know, just me and him. He'll bleep
it
out.
Let me start with 1990. Then you bleep that.
Nine.
I'm not even gonna.
No, don't even. He'll bleep the whole thing.
I don't trust you guys. Anyways, so the point is. go by the music.
Wait, nine. Wait,
don't
what?
Even fucking. I
don't listen to Rage Against Machine. I don't.
That's what I thought.
I listen to fucking Lil Yachty.
Dude, to be honest, I was thinking high school like
Rage Against the Queen.
I was thinking high school like 2008.
Yeah, I know that. I don't care. Anyways, the point is, yeah. So
95.
I was big into that. I was big into graffiti too.
Okay,
I wasn't as good as
you
some
do tattoos
of my
at all. You ever do tattoos?
No, God, no, no.
Surprise! Usually but graffiti.
You got the puzzle pieces. That's yeah. What autism, right?
No, it's because we don't have autism. My dad.
Are you
it's
gone?
Me, my mom, and then there's no dad. So that's a family photo. Me and my mom.
Oh, I like that.
But everybody asks me that. But I do have friends with who autistic. I love that. So it kind of works in everything.
I got a couple friends on the spectrum, I think.
I got to.
You probably definitely do.
Presume.
But I would say that's how we use it.
That's dope. So you were into like rock and roll?
Cake parties. I did all that shit. I was a normal kid, but we had a little crew of like 25 people.
That's interesting though. You said you didn't drink till what? 15 you said you drank?
Yeah.
When was the first time you drank? I think I drank 15.
14. 14 in 14.
Winter. I was against it because you grew up in the household of addicts and I just didn't want to ever do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it took me, kids were smoking weed in junior high and I was like, no, I'm good. And it was tough making excuses to not participate, but I just figured out a way to navigate it. And again, professional new kid, right? So I'm moving in. Every time I go to is a different thing. There's this. Yeah, I was moving a lot.
I wish we. Do you have any pictures from back then?
No, I need to see it.
I wish I seen a picture.
Well,
of
I guess
back
like
then.
I guess so that happens a lot. A lot of people talk about that. Like I think when you when you're moving around like that, you didn't take many photos because you just were paranoid.
You lived
that
it in the moment, like
you thought like. Your phone was, you just get paranoid. So we didn't take many photos of balling out doing crazy shit. So when I see one that a friend has, I'm like, oh shit, I'm excited. Cause I'm like, I don't remember that. But yeah, I think back then we were just so secretive. We didn't want to, I use pay phones for everything. I'm not in the wire either. I'm small time, but I still didn't want to risk my freedom. And I had friends getting locked up and they were doing all type of crazy shit. Never was a gun dude. I never held a gun.
You never
told
the blicky.
You never toted the
blicky?
No.
Yeah,
God,
either.
No.
Never.
Right?
I hate it. I don't like it at all.
I think I'd be
even
fucking scared if I saw a gun right there.
I don't like it either, bro.
We got into a massive fight with a bunch of kids from Brockton High one time. Mike Tyson fight. We had a bunch of chicks over at someone's house.
You were watching a Mike Tyson fight?
Yeah. The boyfriend showed up at my man's house, pulled up, and got into the argument in the drive. Yo, come back at midnight. And we'll meet you at this school. Cool. Call all my buddies. It's like I said, 25 of us, right?
Damn, 25.
Eight people answered though, because everybody's like, yo, nobody's around. This is before cell phones. We're calling big phones. Yo, we need you. We have eight guys. Fuck it, we'll round it up. My boy's like, I got a shotgun. I'm like, cool, that'll work. So he pulled up. We're feeling pretty good. We got an eight group of wasted. We're walking to this high school and a kid, I'll never forget, he ran out of this bush. He's like, yo, they're here. So we're coming around this little bend. Bro, there's the Warriors, 50 kids,
bro,
fucking
damn, that's
bastards.
Such a good movie, bro.
I love that movie, bro.
Do another one?
Yeah. The Warriors, that's such a good
one. Too?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I think that's water right there, bro. Mm-hmm.
So,
The Warriors, I like that reference right there.
That's great.
In my mind, exaggerate because everybody's like, I saw Spike back because I'm looking at the moon.
Right.
There's 50 people. I'm like, they don't change.
It's just a 50 on
someone's
8.
Someone's on fire. Who the fuck knows?
Right.
So anyways, there's this Russian standoff, right? Now it's us, eight people. They're running towards us.
Jesus.
My boy stands his ground. He's like, I got the gun away. I'm like, cool.
Bro.
So we're standing there. They come close. Yo, he's holding the gun up. And then everybody stops. I'm like, word. And we're good. Then my fucking friend, this asshole, whips a full Heineken off some kid's face on my side. Now the fight's back on. They're rushing again. So we're running. We're literally running.
So he didn't take any shots? No, wait.
So he's like, yo. He's like, it won't work. And my boy's like, dude, the safety's on. I'll never get him. I'm running for my life, right?
Bro.
And I'm just kind of, I wouldn't say I'm an athlete, but I was in better shape than I am now, for sure. I couldn't run up the stairs right now. So he clicks it back, turns around. I'm still running. I don't even look back. I see the skylight up. It's a sawed off. So fucking, he probably clipped like 3-4 kids, right? But it's like pellets. So long story short, like they're scared. They stop, all these kids. We get to my car, the Plymouth Horizon, it was beat to shit, like the wackest car. Google it, sucks.
The wackest car.
Like, that's all we could afford. Go to fucking turn on, doesn't turn off. I'm like, yo, no way, this is like a movie.
It's literally.
And they're like, yo, stop the car. I'm like, mother, of course I'm trying to stop the car. Shh, nothing. So now I'm like, if you can imagine this story, and this is 100% true, I swear on everything I love. I'm kind of like, my car's perched on like a hill where if they ran up with that for us, they could actually push it down the hill and it would just tumble.
Damn. I was right there. Dead.
So he reaches over my side with the shotgun, puts it on the hood of the car, the roof of the car, excuse me, and he's facing them. And I'm trying to, finally it turns on, I'm like, go get in the car. So we get in the car, we drive off and like,
What kind of car were you driving? Shooting. Remember the car?
Yeah, it was it. Plymouth Horizon. That's what
you didn't know. I don't know what that is. I heard you say Plymouth Horizon. I tried to picture it.
It's like a white hatchback. Like it's like a,
look up a Plymouth Horizon real quick.
What year? What year?
88.
Oh, 88. That was
88. So anyways, yeah. So
I'm gonna need your friend's full name, social security. We're gonna get him incriminated and indicted right now.
So one kid got shot in the nuts. Another kid got shot in like the arm. Awesome. But it's like pellets, so it's like they're fine. It's not like a big deal.
It's a BB gun.
But after that, I was like, yo, no more guns.
How old were you there though? Like what was your age around there?
18, this is some 8 Mile shit.
Oh damn, that's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, some 8 Mile shit. The white one, just like that. The white one.
Damn.
I got more stories, but you wouldn't believe it.
Nah, that's
my
dope,
dad
bro.
Actually installed a boat motor
with the wooden panels.
He installed a thing.
You know, Brother Joe.
I know, Brother Joe.
It was terrible, and it was so caked with like weed. When I sold it, like you could scrape the resin off the windshield. There was blunt cuts everywhere. Terrible.
So that was when you were 18. So all right. So when you graduated high school, like, what did you do? What was your plan? Because I want to kind of get into how you got into the sneakers and all that and get through like to your story.
No plan, no nothing.
Nice plan after you graduated?
Took whatever.
Where were you living at the time? But your mom still?
No. I moved out immediately. I moved out probably right at 18. We found a house that we could get for super cheap. This old lady died. They let us stay in her place.
Who were you with?
For my best friend at the time. Still my man, Hags. I shut him out. We just used to have these wild, crazy parties. Like it was nuts. That's how kind of like I got to know Brockton. Then we moved so we were on Forest Ave, which is north side. Then we moved to Walnut Street, which was like super hood.
Yep, so.
Thank you.
You said Walnut Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
Super hood. Where, Brockton?
Yeah.
Shout out to Walnut Street.
Shout out to Walnut Street. Coffee and Lynn too.
There's a bar called
Joe
Angelo's. People know it. It's really good.
Joe Angelo's, I like that.
But anyways, the plan was no plan. You know, selling drugs, getting into fights.
You said like college was never like put into your head at all growing up.
I never
like,
even
never,
talked about
it.
No, like literally my kid, I'm moving him into Suffolk on a Sunday. And I'm like,
congratulations.
I don't know the first thing about it. I know nothing about, you know,
like FAFSA, like the financial aid.
It's all brand new to me, which is awesome. I'm like very excited. But at the same time, I feel like I wish I had like, you know, learn more and apply myself more, because like it's embarrassing like to be at my age and not know much about that. But yeah, it was never discussed.
How funny that I'm in the same boat, bro. You gotta hit some of like my vocabulary. Like I'll be saying words, he's like, bro, that's not a word.
Tell me what you said the other day.
What'd I say?
Acid.
Oh, acid reflex. No, it's not acid. Acid reflex. That's not a thing.
Reflux.
Yeah, he says.
Didn't know that.
That's like, he'll just like fuck up words and just
I
keep
think
going
I
with
said
it.
That too.
Like, what the fuck?
Wait, can we break so I can piss?
Yeah.
Oh,
take
perfect.
A second.
Because I've been drinking.
We're taking a piss break real quick.
I've been drinking.
Good, D.
Oh, let me see if I can stand up in these pants. All right, cool.
All right, D, we're back. Yeah. How was the piss? It was good. Nice bathroom in there. You got like mints in there. You got like a butler in there and shit.
I drink like a gallon and a half of water a day.
Yeah,
so.
That's nice, the worst man. When you go in and you have no cash. There's a guy waiting.
There's a butler in there. He gives you the paper towel when you don't even ask him for it.
Vegas, they got a fucking bodega in there. It's like you want to buy something.
I went to Magic City. It was a bodega, literally. I went to Magic City.
You went to Magic City Monday.
Monday. nuts. It was very...
Bro, I saw a girl scissor each other 40 feet in the air.
Yep.
I didn't even know the fucking the balconies at.
I was actually, we were like the only people throwing money.
There's more chicks in there than dudes.
Yes.
Really?
And
yes.
They're throwing big money.
Yes.
Magic City Monday, too, buddy.
I was impressed.
It was very... It was pretty cool. Dude, the pat down was the most aggressive pat down.
Oh, they were grabbing your beach.
He straight grabbed me and was like, I was like, small.
He said, wait a second, where is it?
We should open one out here, us three, called Tragic City.
Tragic City.
All the Boston degenerate chicks. Yeah.
Honestly,
they can't get on OnlyFans.
Dude, they must make so much money, though.
It's kind of like a give back. It's a community play.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
I hope that makes it.
Tragic City. You want to do some community give back, though, like on the rail.
We're thinking about it. We've been thinking about thinking about doing like a kickball tournament.
I would love that.
That would bring in a kid out for everyone.
Like, we would kick it over a building now, but I talked to someone that's in professional league. They're like, it's not as easy.
You know,
you're a kid, you're like, yo, bounce it. I always say slow and bouncy. That's the way I want my pitch. And I try to like just rank it over.
No,
like,
we
my
went
school.
To a celebrity kickball tournament recently. It's
Jack,
not, it's Jack not like Jack Harlow's in Louisville.
And how'd
you
do
it? Wasn't us. Nah, definitely wasn't us.
No, we didn't. We weren't in it.
We didn't get the invite in it.
I know.
Because it was late, bro. We didn't meet the guys till like later.
So it was actually down in Louisville, Kentucky, and like
I've been there. It's a different place.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
Strapped out there too.
It's artsy. Everyone's strapped.
When I went for the Kentucky Derby, allegedly someone that's affiliated with the person you just said shot and killed a girl in the club I was at.
Oh, the DJ, right? The DJ.
Yeah, I didn't say that. But
no, but I mean, it's bro, that's national news, though. Everyone knows that.
I mean, I'm still didn't say it, but you're right.
But we're trying to go down there because the next one's right here. cut the last 30 seconds.
I like it down there.
We're trying to go. The next one's 150th, so it's about to be crazy. We're about to go down whenever it is. When is it? Like April or
something? Wait, do y'all listen to white rappers?
We love white rappers.
Well, they're cool.
Jack Harlow.
Millie's Jack Harlow.
I'm not a, like, Eminem's goat.
He's actually goated. I shouldn't even say because I really don't listen to that many white rappers.
I know, me neither.
I know you like Yeet though. You like Yeet.
Cool. I like Yeet. Yeet's cool.
I like to eat.
Listen. Honestly, I have like 25,000 minutes this year on Jack Harlow. It's not even the full year.
I listen to Millie's. I love Millie's. He's great and he's salt of the earth. But I don't listen to any other white rapper at all.
Who do you listen to? Like, what's like your go to? Like, what do you listen to?
I mean, I'm old school. Let me think who I'm listening to now.
Or who did you listen to? Like, I know you said Rage Against the Machine, but did you listen to hip-hop?
Oh, I'm a massive Jay fan.
Who?
Massive Jay-Z fan.
Oh, dope.
I can tell you my Jay-Z.
I didn't know that was a dude, right Jay-Z.
So I somehow befriended his cousin Emery, the one that went to jail for a little bit.
Okay.
Got out and... We linked up, we became friends, to a mutual friend, like my man, Upscale Bando, Mike, awesome dude. Anyways, long story short, went to a club one night, they had filmed the Picasso video, called Dobby, which is now, which after the fact became, I wanna say Up and Down, if I'm getting my story straight. And Emmy's chilling me the whole night. I took a bunch of ecstasy. I'm just tripping like
ecstasy, man. Huh? I gotta get on that.
This drink's hitting heavy.
I can say it because it's before.
Yeah,
this
is way back.
My new life.
My new life.
So I'm like tweaking out. I'm having a blast. I got a table. I'm over here. Like, I could see Jay-Z was there, but he's so far away. Like,
goat.
So then I'm going to Emmy. I'm like, whoa, man. Like, why don't you go hang with Jay? He's like, nah, I'm with him all the time. I'm good. I'm kicking with you. I'm like, all right.
That's what.
So we're hanging out. We're having a blast. And then we got a few folks with us, like, hanging out. And then he goes, yo, walk me in the bathroom. Like, at this point, like, I can't see anything. Mm-hmm. My eyes are, like, shooting. I mean, this is me. The Kit Kat room. Like, right. I'm just like, yo, every laser
beam. The Kit Kat room.
Laser beams out of my eyes. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm walking. Felt like a mile, probably 2 minutes. Then he goes... big security guys, like bigger than the fucking ceiling. Yeah, and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, this is my man Dion I was telling you about. I see a hand outstretched, it's Jay-Z. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Jacob. How many people would pay for that?
Here.
Who's over there?
Waiting for you. That's I Am Boston. It's finally here.
Let's go. I Am Boston.
I Am late.
What's going on?
New name.
How we doing?
That's Robert Eugene.
How you doing, bro?
I'm telling him my Jay-Z side.
Tommy, nice to meet you. How you doing?
Telling him my bro, Chad. This is my business partner here, just so you know.
This is Boston Robert that you were telling me about?
One of my favorite friends.
Who's Hugh Jackson? That's you?
Hugh Jackman.
Jackman.
That's Robert Eugene.
I like that.
So he sticks his hand out. I'm chilling. I'm like, I'm in a different spot. Mentally, I'm not prepared. But it all works out because I always used to ask Emery, like, if I meet Jay, this is like, they're like this, right? Mm-hmm. What do I say? He goes, just be yourself. I'm like, that doesn't work for me. Because it's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
What, I want to either make an impact or like not bother him.
That is tough.
So anyways, so what happened was, he put his hand out. He looked at me. I love this guy. Like, I think he's like the best business person, my favorite rapper, like an icon. Like,
Let me pause you really quick. Is this in a club? Where is, what's the setting? The setting's in a club. That's already tough to talk to someone in a club, bro.
Because 95% they ain't remembering you. Like, right. They ain't.
He's probably faded. He's got
to
be, right?
My advice to anybody meeting a celebrity, I'll go into stories as long as you got time, is always like, be quick, get in and out. Mm-hmm. Make your point and like just leave them the fuck alone, because that's they've seen everything.
Here's where it gets funny.
So I've always asked him. He's like, just be yourself. He didn't give me enough information, mm-hmm. So I'm fucked, right? now I'm shaking Jay-Z's hand, and I look at him and he's like something. I'm like, obviously ecstasy's involved. I said I love you, and I walked away.
I love and you. Then, that was it.
I love you, and I walked away. Emmy comes back, goes, what the fuck?
What did I?
He goes, what the fuck? And I'm like, that's what I had, dude. That's what I had. He goes, bro, that was awesome. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, it was great. And he goes, I can't believe you did that, but it was perfect. I'm like, so we talk about it to this day. I'm like, keep in mind, this is like Jay's man. Emmy.
Oh,
his boy. His best friend.
Bro, like, it's insane how great of a person is.
Bro,
it's not what I recommend to say. And then you know my Tom Brady story, same deal. Like, he had said to me,
you
like,
Tom Brady story too?
Well, when I went to give him his Under Armour shoes, I'm expecting like an entourage. He shows up by himself.
We're in
Patriot Stadium in a suite. It's June. And I'm expecting, like, I'm getting my jokes together. Like, you guys, I'm gathering, like, my...
Yeah, you gotta be a little prepared.
Have an idea, somewhat. Give me a year.
What year are we talking?
You have to look back.
Are we talking, like, 20... Before,
he had the long hair?
Before 2010?
He had the long hair.
After 2010.
Okay. Oh, so right. No long hair.
2016.
So he's already established. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Long hair.
Way more than that.
Long hair Tom Brady was a douche.
No.
He was a prick.
I got a picture of it. I post it every day on the anniversary, every day. Like,
that's nice.
Anyways, so I'm expecting him, my entourage. He comes and goes by himself. Oh, what? We can't afford no AC in here? I'm like,
Same room like this.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, fuck, he's here. And I'm like, so I'm like, you guys, I'm good. I'm like, I can talk to anybody.
Of course.
Couldn't speak at all.
Really?
He kept saying things. He goes, I had a Don Ciotta. He goes, that's a nice retro. I'm like, whoa. So keep in mind, Tom Brady and Jay-Z, this is what I'm going through. So then he's like talking, goes, where do you live? I live in Brookline. Not near him, but same town.
Yeah.
But I had the Chelsea apartment, right? So I stupidly said, that's my trap house, basically. I said, Chelsea. And he goes,
Why
are you saying this?
He goes, step back from me, please.
Wait, this is a 40-minute long
This wraps
thing.
It up.
I can get my steps back. I can go back. I'm like, I got it. Don't say anything else. And he just kept talking and goes, did you see the eclipse today? I'm like, dude, I hate to say this. I was like, this is my eclipse.
You said that to him?
To him.
Oh,
to
my
his
God.
Face. Thinking like I was broing out. And he was very uncomfortable. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking up so bad.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Mind you,
that's like a movie scene.
This is 30 minutes of me telling myself, bro, I'm not drinking. I'm not doing. I'm like, just chill, relax,
kind of got in your own head there. Yeah,
bro, I can't wait to do something like that and be like starstruck. Like,
Those are the two people. But keep in mind,
Jay-Z and Tom Brady. Think about the names though that you just said.
I know your generation says goats a lot.
Say
goats
what?
Goats is there can only be one.
For sure.
Jordan is my GOAT. LeBron might be yours.
People say GOAT.
Oh, God, no. Don't disrespect me like that.
Who's
talking about
NBA?
Yeah.
Jordan, bro. Come on. Come on.
I know I love
you. Come on.
What are you going to say?
I'm not a big NBA guy.
I'm not paying for your drinks. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say LeBron.
I'm going to invoice you.
Let's go.
Yo, We're going to do 1943 for him.
I'm an inch.
1943.
I was a big hockey guy growing up, though.
Yeah, I don't really watch it. Don't deflect.
I played the white sports.
NBA? Who's your go?
Nah, Jordan, for sure.
I just watched.
Right, who'd you go for rap?
After I watched The Last Dance, it was confirmed Jordan. That, you know what I mean? That's when I was
like, bro, you know what really paved my eyes is the Brady and then like Mahomes.
Did you say paved my eyes?
I don't know what you just said.
I don't know what I said.
I
said paved my eyes.
Oh, shit. You really job on shooting a puppy's eyes?
It paved
the... You don't want to work today. No, I'm hungover, but I got to pave this guy's eyes.
Cut it.
No,
more like just showed Juco Poppy's vocab.
What union is that? Is that Local 20?
But it was in the post office union. Quit it. Fucking quit it. Bunch of weenies.
He's a Harry Potter fan?
Anyways, people are comparing like Brady Mahomes. It's like the Jordan LeBron. It's like, don't do that. It really is. It's like, don't do that.
And I do respect LeBron, but Jordan, you gotta keep in mind.
Wait, Brady, so you told Jay-Z I love you?
But tell him what happened.
So listen, we're in the North End. This kid comes up, he goes, yo, I love you guys. I was like, oh, okay.
But it was cool. It was the first time.
You know what it took him to say that to you, though?
A lot, bro. I don't go out to people either, though, bro.
No, but so that's why.
I get it, though. It's uncomfortable.
No, we didn't. Like,
people
say
it to me, I deflect because you get embarrassment transfer because you feel... Because you guys are regular folks. Mm-hmm. You might not... But
so we're not... You, dude, so when we step to the North End, we've never witnessed...
Sorry, I didn't mean to slap the mic.
No, you're good. Dude, when we stepped to the North End, 2023 North End Feast, St. Anthony's, we went out.
I was there looking for y'all motherfuckers.
Dion, when I tell you we couldn't not move, but like when we bump into someone, it's like, I love you. It's like overwhelming, bro. Meanwhile, I grew up, like you said, like it's like more like, yo, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Let's do it. Let me put this. Can we do a 20-second timeout? Keep it rolling, though. I'm gonna address the camera. These motherfuckers. I go to every massive sporting event, every fucking Italian feast, can't even catch up with them. They're so busy. But when they need a fucking sneaker or a sweatshirt, it's 90 texts. Yo, where are you? Uncle D, why are you not answering? I'm like, yo, I'm at the Italian fest. I didn't even go here. Feast, whatever the fuck they call it. Nowhere to be found. Sorry, dude. I was fucking doing rigatoni like with Uncle Gucci or whatever the fuck. Coogi, fucking
Chanel
came home.
You never gave us a buzz, though.
Come on.
Fuck are my lobsters?
Where the fuck are my orange lobsters?
Seriously, though.
But we gotta tell a Waleed story.
Let me finish my story while I'm still drinking, because I'm gonna get in trouble with my wife. They brushed me off like,
oh my.
When did we brush you off?
No, I'm here. They're like, oh, you're at the UFC fight? We'll hit you in a bit. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Bro,
oh, you're
from? I'm so confused.
It was more like, where you at? He goes, oh, Loge 12, Row 13. I was like, all right, well, I'm in the suite. Like, I don't like.
Damn,
I'm
just saying that.
That sounded really bad the way you just said that.
I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna scoot over here.
Right. Holy
shit. Apparently, that's a wealthy side.
Damn.
I'm broke.
I think you just bought my restaurant from me.
Broke.
Does he own you now?
We gotta get back on topic. We're way off topic.
Let's go.
Tell me how you got started with Concepts. I need to hear the story.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm
Tarik Hassan.
Tarik Hassan. Shut him out.
Tell me how you got involved with Concepts.
Tarik, I'm still waiting for the meeting. We've been waiting since April. It's fucking September.
Now you know how I feel.
Fuck.
Let him tell a story, please.
He's going.
Quick story, because I tell it a lot, and I'm gonna make sure I drift off with you guys and have fun.
Yeah,
so,
with four drinks in, guys.
More than that. Basically, like, I loved sneakers growing up. Didn't have any. Same deal. Single parent, all that. When I started, like, actually hustling a little bit, making some money, I got big into sneakers. I loved it. I did the best I could when I was in high school. 409, which is like a cleaning product, toothbrush, clean my shoes like religiously, like pristine. That's why I don't get the dirty Air Force thing at all. It freaking freaks me out. Clean sneakers are like, it's a massive thing for me.
How funny.
So, what he so said. I like to be like, you know, clean cut as we can, all that. But I was hustling. I bought a lot of shoes from them guys. Went to TAC finally. I was like, well, I'm doing construction to cover up I wanted to be on the books, right? Because I had to be.
You had to be on the. We had to figure out a way to be on the books.
Yep.
And I was making more money, you know, doing what I was doing. But he gave me the job. He's like, "I'll pay you on the table." I'm like, "You don't have to pay me at all. I just want to have access to these shoes." This is like early 2000s. Like nobody really. There was no resellers back then. There was just one that
Shit's different before anybody.
And you know the Boston thing. You can tell your people now because everybody should know this. Like. If you grew up in Boston back then and you had a fly jacket or cool shoes, where'd you get it? New York. You didn't want to give a response. Gatekeeping was an absolute thing back then. It was actually, it was held in high regard. Gatekeeping was cool.
So people really like gate kept like where they got their clothes from?
Because you didn't want
someone else rocking it.
Nobody. Where'd you get it? New York. Always. So
yeah,
everybody said New York. So one day my brother hit me. He goes, "You know them, Air Forces that kid on the other day at this baby shower?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "I found the place. It's called Tannery." I'm like, "Damn, where is it?" He goes, "It's in Cambridge." I'm like, "We're going to New York every fucking other week to buy clothes, balling out."
What was the original place called?
Tannery.
Tannery?
Spot, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, "That was the spot before? Tannery?"
In Cambridge. And my brother, Chad, shut him out. He lived in Cambridge. He's like, "It's right down the street." I'm like,
"Damn.
You're kidding me." So you walk through this fucking mom and pop store. And you're just like chilling there. And in the back is all these sneakers and snowboards. I'm like, it's like a god place. Like, dude, Biotech Dunks, Air Forces you never seen in your life. I'm like, this is all you gotta do. So anyways, I took the job, didn't get paid. Then finally Ty was like, "What would you think about working full time?" Like, "I'm in the union, I'm getting benefits, I gotta be on the bus."
And like you said, early 2000s, it's like, yo, imagine trying to like leave a union job to like chase your dreams.
I was like, no way. Come on. He said to me straight, he goes, "I'm going to give you half of what you make, no benefits, but I want you to be here."
Yeah.
But I had money. So I was like, "I got to be on the, like, nothing." So I was like, "Fuck it, I'll do it." Took the chance, it landed. And like,
well, bro, you could relate to this.
I was just going to say, bro, as soon as you said I love sneakers but can never afford them, bro, there was a point where I had to go to pay, my grandma would take me to Payless. I was just getting Shaqs, but I always wanted Jordans. There was a point, bro, she was unstitching the Shaq logo because I didn't want it. That's
sick.
How much I love the shit, bro.
Dude, I had Adidas with four stripes. How's that? Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah, I grew up.
Four stripes.
Like that's why
four stripes. You don't get three, you get four.
That's awesome. She literally was, bro, she was unstitching the Shaq logo.
I love her.
Yeah,
she was so a needle and everything, bro.
You were a sneakerhead growing up a little bit.
I grew up the biggest, I just love J's, bro.
Clothes too, but like back then it was fly, like, I mean... Yeah, I don't want
to
see
growing up in our like my era, I went to the Edwards in Charlestown, so it was all bus.
What the fuck is Charlestown like? It's 1 square mile. I don't understand it.
I mean, dude,
I know slang very well.
It was growing like the 80s, 90s was.
Do you know
Irish.
Jonathan Tucker?
Yeah, we do actually. We do know Jonathan. Yep.
You know him?
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the podcast right now.
I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, I watch Kingdom, the MMA show. That's how I fell in love with his character.
Bro, is that not one of the
great.
Best characters
bro,
ever? That's
great,
the most slept on show because of him.
You gotta watch that.
Because of
watch
him.
Because
of him, though.
Yeah,
he's
the
Ari
GOAT, bro. Jay Kalina, man.
He is the show.
GOAT.
Bro.
So he's from around. He's from Charleston, right?
From Charleston.
I never got to link with him in person.
Me either. I haven't linked with him yet.
I love that guy.
We're going to get in touch with him
soon.
He's
one of my favorite people ever, though.
He's a great guy. I gotta check it out.
And yo, dude, he's smart as fuck. That's the one thing people don't get, like, we're academic, state. Like, there's very smart people.
It
but
is
not
very.
Like us.
Bro, no.
They're
I mean, yeah.
Like
but
us
even, like.
But here's the thing, though, is, like, you have different knowledge than people, those people do, though,
yeah.
too.
No,
big
but he's,
difference.
Like, genius smart.
Like,
but
you know,
like,
I mean, yeah, you get the one in the 1% that's a genius smart.
Not
How
even.
How do you know he's genius smart?
Not even.
No, he is. I'm telling you, he is. I talk to him all the time. He's. No, dude. I feel inefficient when I talk to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I have some people that I talk to. All right,
dude,
that
he FaceTimed me in my first time meeting. He's like, I'm sitting there, like, oh my God, it's fucking the guy from Kingdom sitting on a hill.
Jay
like,
Kalina.
Yo, and he's like the illest character in the world on that show.
Yeah, sweetheart, we'll do a pizza.
Joe Jonas and
sweetheart, we'll do a pizza. No more drinks. Pizza. Thank you.
What is the signature dish here, by the way? Do you have like a signature dish here? Like,
we gotta get a prosciutto poppy special.
You've
in
never
there.
Eaten
we gotta
here?
Get something.
I've
in
eaten
here.
Three times here.
But
I'm
it was
for the, I'm here for the vibe.
I feel that. You know what I mean? Feel that.
You guys are foodies. Can I tell you what? I'm not a foodie.
I'm not a foodie. No one's a foodie. No one's a foodie.
You're not a foodie.
I ate like a little bit.
What did he say earlier? The wealthy guy earlier? What did he say?
I don't know.
I'm not wealthy, but I'm so broke.
You don't eat alcohol, though, do you? You definitely don't eat alcohol.
This is like the new drink champs. I like it.
Yeah. It's fun. Pretty much.
No,
it's fun
time. Having a good time. I don't care. She's Italian.
You don't need food?
Italians are very much.
Wait, she's Italian?
What are you trying to sneak in?
No.
This is the Boston thing. He's got offended over you asking about his wife.
You said your kids were Cape Verdean, but your wife's Italian. I'm like, wait a minute.
All right, let's take that off the record.
Yeah,
not before. Either way, you're not sliding in.
I'm all fucked up. I'm confused. I'm really confused.
I have a Cape Verdean flag on my arm.
Okay, so
all my kids are Cape Verdean. Before.
He wants to know your wife's name is what he's asking
before.
For.
Okay. I didn't know before.
You want me to tag her?
He didn't say before. I didn't hear before.
What the fuck would that matter?
Bring me a fucking pizza around
this guy. Before Christ over there? What is this guy? Wait, there's a prosciutto poppy running around before Christ? Are you saying before he was nailed to the cross?
Probably.
You Italian Jesus Christ?
There definitely was before.
Yeah, you gotta ask Perju for his last name off record.
No.
We'll bleep it out.
Well, he knows I'm half Irish. You know I'm half Irish.
Yeah, but do you know his name?
I know that.
Yeah, oh, right. So fuck you, Tom. You try to put me on blast.
Why is he's chirping, though? So I'm like, we're starting back up. Everyone's on record right now.
Sunglasses are wrong.
I was wondering about Irish Italian because it's a very weird mix within Boston, right?
Dude, yeah.
I can actually say this. We have the actually only Italian. Well, North End is actually a real Italian. Yep. New York is completely not that. So when people come here, they're like,
I like that, Dion.
I like that. That was good. No, because in New York, they think they're gangsters, and you come here, it's like, whoa.
I'm like, yo, you're getting real Italian. You know that, right? Like, oh my God, it's bro. Aria, Carmelina's, mm-hmm. Jack.
Oh,
Jack,
all of it.
I heard the Little Italy in New York's kind of gassed up.
Even
Sabino said that, though, too.
It's phony.
Yeah. It's not Italian, though.
The Little Italy in Boston is, like, one of the best, for sure.
Bro, North End, everyone's still
gotta
here.
Gotta meet my man, I don't want to fuck his... Yeah, there's some people in L.A. that... There's some... Italian's Italian.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I learned from joining the family, and I talk with my hands on, hey, yo, you know, like, you know... My brother said a good thing. You ever heard about Master P? About it?
Master P, yep.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
About it?
Yeah.
So his Italian version of that is forget about it.
Nah, it's forget good. That's good right there. That.
We're about to make
forget
a shirt.
About give it. Him some
royalties. How about we make
forget
a shirt?
Some royalties. Give him some royalties.
Wait, have you seen the Boston hats? We got to get you one.
I wouldn't know.
Dion ain't fucking with us.
Oh, my. Here we go. Know.
Watch, man.
What did I say to you on the way here? I said, fuck, I fucked up.
So I want to be very clear. I wouldn't know.
Dion, listen.
You know my vision.
I didn't mean to get that close, but I wouldn't know.
Listen, Dion, I miss my vision.
Actually,
one day, I'll
do a show with you guys. I wouldn't know.
Listen, one day, at 3, 5, 10 years from now, we're going to have a concepts. It's content collab. We're going to have a collab.
Big
it's going to happen
it's
one gonna day.
Happen.
It's going to happen.
It already should happen. We'd sell.
Look at him laughing. Look, he doesn't think.
These fucking guys.
This is chips on my shoulder right here.
You
got to
keep
my shoulder.
I'm outnumbered right now. You have your crowd.
Dion, listen.
That loves you. You guys are fucking fibbing. You're making up stories.
You don't think
they call me when they hate me. I call them. I'm like, yo, I'm at the Barbie fucking Fungaza. Everybody's here. Why are you guys like, sorry, we're just busy. We're talking to Ryan Reynolds over here. And the Kennedy's too wild. We can't come see you, bro.
You don't like that
so
hat
we'll
he has on? You don't like that
I'm
hat?
I'm not even looking over there.
Does he have to hit us up, though?
No, he doesn't, bro.
I'm just so confused.
You think he's
right
come
now.
To one of our first events? No.
Yeah, never came to a pop-up event. That's actually accurate.
Two of them.
That is accurate.
This is
building up the brand. Listen, we're gonna be the biggest in Boston real soon.
If your followers come for me, it's gonna be on.
No, they ain't gonna come. Right no, we love you either way. As long as you know, like one day, like we're really gonna be we're the biggest. Like we are gonna be the biggest in Boston, and that's for
we'll do
fact.
Another drink.
Yeah, give me more drinks.
Can we do? Is that her right there?
I don't know.
Why do you laugh? What do you mean? We're not the biggest in Boston?
You don't think we're the biggest? We don't think
content creator wise, who's bigger?
Biggest what?
Like creators, content creators.
Other than Ricky Rosé?
What are you talking about?
Who?
You're the biggest boss of that scene.
Boston.
We're not talking about Miami.
Give me the fucking flowers, buddy. I want the flowers right now.
Me too. I fucked up. I should have just posted my sneakers
every day. Me too. I fucked up.
I should have posted my sneakers every day.
Right? Me too. I fucked up. You know if I posted sneakers every day? You get mad, dude? Me too. I fucked up.
Pass me the razor. Killing me, bro. Can we do some more drinks?
I don't want another drink.
Waters too. Waters. Tell them waters too.
Nah, I'm drinking up. No, I wish I did that too. But let's money in the bank.
Because that's fucked up.
Yeah, we'll do another one.
You're killing me.
Actually, strong.
All right. Listen. Back on track.
Is this the worst one you've done?
No,
so
this
far?
Is a great.
This is probably the most rated.
No, honestly, is it
the most drug heavy? Yeah, for sure.
Whatever the new drink,
bro.
Yo, so how do we change drink chance? Are we drink slamps? Like what?
I don't do that. No, I don't do
are
it.
Are we pink stamps? Are we?
Listen, what time are you bowling? What time are you bowling?
No, I'm not bowling.
We're not ending the podcast right now. Yet.
Hold on. I'm bowling right now. I'm trying to get a turkey. I'm over here fucking trying
to get back on track.
Spare, you know what I mean?
Can I get us back on track?
No.
Get me back on track. What year did you join Concepts? What year did Tarek say, hey, Dion, you're signed,
the
whatever.
Year.
Give me a ballpark. Like
2000.
Before 2010?
We were 5 years old. We were 5 years old.
Isn't that crazy? We were five years old in 2004.
Yeah, you were my babies.
Yeah, Jesus pretty much.
Christ. Nephews. Yo, imagine that.
Wait, can we talk?
Yeah, we can talk.
Are you guys banging? What are you doing? You hooking up with?
He got a girlfriend.
I got a girl. Over 2 years.
When Dion said something, he's like, "You couldn't last 15 minutes with a sex." I was like, "Bro, you have no idea who the fuck I am."
I told you my sarcasm.
The sarcasm's busting balls.
You were Italian before that.
No,
I mean, yeah,
God,
I had my fun. Yeah, I had my
like
fun.
Like celebrities?
No,
because when I started dating my girls, when I got the clout.
Can I say something? I want to say something. I'll tell you something off camera with the celebrities. How about that one?
No, go on camera. I'll tell you.
You thought
Poppy.
I want to hear what your sex life.
I'll tell you on camera who I've tagged.
All right, let's do it.
It's you first. It's going to be very impressive.
If we ask him who you got him with, I'm going to
go on camera and say it.
Yeah, he can't. I was waiting.
What do you got?
None.
I'm fine.
None.
No, off camera.
None. None.
We're getting real deep right now, guys.
Shout out to Bia, man. Big fan of her music. Really like her music.
She DMs Pajut sometimes, I swear to God.
She's a real one. She's a real one.
He's trying to get in there.
I love her, man. I love Bia to death. So, I can't say this. No, nothing.
All right.
We'll keep going.
Concepts.
Yeah. No concepts.
Why? Things. You don't want to talk about concepts?
We can.
I want to hear about
I want to hear what Dion was at our age, 24 years old.
All right, now I got a better. All right, stop there. I got another question.
You got a better question?
I do.
Well,
actually.
Wait, does anybody. I've seen you guys' I watched you guys' podcast today.
Oh, great.
Quite a bunch. You did Vinny from North Shore. Jersey Shore?
Nope, that wasn't our podcast.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we did.
Who is this guy?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Who is he?
We got to lunch.
I want this drink.
Hey,
you can
take this too. Yeah, whatever the fuck goes.
That one is all set?
Yeah, you can take it.
Should I piss now?
Yeah, I gotta pee too bad.
God, go pee, guys.
Fuck.
Fucking third
all
break.
Of us together? This stalls. We have stalls.
Yeah,
it's segmented.
Stalls, huh?
Thank you, love. You're great. Who's paying for all this?
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too.